I am they, them, Thai. I am trans and queer. And usually, like, when I tell people that, I'm no longer seen as a person. I'm, like, transformed into, like, this magical thing. Like, the answer to all of their questions. A queer Lorax, if you will. Or, like, that creepy troll under the bridge that just won't let people pass. But here's the mistake with that. I don't like people. And I also don't enjoy talking to them. So I don't think I would ever get that job. But I happen to be, like, most people's only trans friend, or, like, only trans representation. And that's kind of tough for me sometimes. Except for when it comes to my son, who is, like, my best friend. And he has been with me every step of my gender affirmation journey. And honestly, he was the one that helped me figure out that I was trans. And I remember it like it was yesterday. We were in Chick-fil-A, a known partner of the queers. And he had to use the bathroom. He was like 5 or 6. So I took him to the men's room. And he stopped and he was like, "You can come in here if you want." And I was like, "Thanks. Do you want me to come in?" And he was like, "You can come in because you're half and half." And I was like, "I don't think that's true. Because I am neither a beverage or a delicious addition to coffee." But I took him to the bathroom anyway. And so while we were in there, he's doing this thing. And he was like, "You know what? I know that you're half and half. And you know that you're half and half. But you know who doesn't?" And I was like, "Who?" "Mommy doesn't know. She doesn't know that you're half and half." And I was like, "You know, sometimes it takes people a minute to understand. So maybe we gotta give her some space." And he was like, "Yeah." So after he flushed the toilet, he came out and he was like, "You know what?" And I was like, "What?" "We're having this beautiful moment. Mommy don't know nothing." And it was the proudest parenting moment of my life. But, you know, we're really close. I really love being that representation for him because he just gets it. Pronouns, he just gets it. Everything about me. And I love that. I love that we have that connection. I love that he understands how to use they, them in a sentence because a lot of people don't. And I never really understood why, because I feel like we all learned that in elementary school, right? But people try. And sometimes they shouldn't, especially at work, because they never get it right. My supervisor one time was talking to one of my coworkers, and I was out of the office, and they were like, "Hey, where's Ty?" And my supervisor was like, "Oh, they're all off for today." Yes. All three of us, the they, the them, and the Ty. But I keep pushing forward. Like, I keep taking questions from people. I keep working through these things because I'm really proud of my identity. I'm proud of myself. And I'm proud of the relationship that I have with my son. And sometimes I have regrets because he's starting to use some of the language that I instilled in him against me. So the other day, I was talking to him, and he was getting ready for school, and he had on a New York hat, and it was blue, but everything else he had on was green. And I was like, "You can't wear that, because it doesn't match." And he was like, "Well, I'm part New York." And I was like, "No, that's not right. You can't be part New York." And he was like, "I identify as part New York." And I was like, "No, you can't do that." And he was like, "It's 2024. I can identify however I want to." And so I turned to say something to him, and then I slipped and fell down our living room steps. And as I was going down, I hit every single step because I was grasping frantically for anything to hold on to, but it's encased by a wall, so there's nothing to grab. And so I'm slipping and sliding, then I get to the bottom, and my son comes out the room, and he's like, "What happened?" And I'm like, "I fell down the steps." And he was like, "Oh, it's a good thing you didn't break the steps." And so I'm at the bottom, and I'm frustrated and embarrassed because I'm old, and my back hurts because I just fell down the steps. And so I was like, "Look, go get your stuff ready for school." And so he stood at the top of the steps and was like, "Waka, waka, waka." And I was like, "What is that?" And he said, "I'm Pac-Man." And ran into his room laughing hysterically. So my son is on the spectrum. I don't know if you got that. And sometimes it's hard for me to tell if he's just being a jerk or if it's just his autism. And so we've been like taking him to therapy because I think that's a really important thing. And again, I like modeling that representation for him. I'm in therapy, it's helpful. We put him in therapy to help him work through understanding what autism is. So the other day we took him and he met a new therapist and we're talking everything out. And I was telling her about how my son helped me figure out that I was trans and that whole experience. And she was just like, "Have you ever stopped to consider why you all are so connected?" And I was like, "No." And she said, "I would be really interested to hear when you come back why you think that is." And I was like, "Is she being shady? Is she trying to tell me something?" And then she recommended that I read this book called Unmasking Autism to help me understand my son. And so I started reading it and I was like, "Some of these things sound like me." But I was like, no, you know what? I'm gonna take a test. And so I took this test. It's 121 questions long. I took the whole thing because I'm dedicated. And at the end, you get a score from like 1 to 200. So the highest that you can get is 200. I got 147. And I was like, "Well, no, this can't be right." So I took 87 more tests because I'm dedicated. And I was just like, "You know what? Maybe this is another moment for us to connect, for me to show him like how you can show up in the world with autism, you know, being black, having all of these things that are stacked against you, and how you can still be successful." And then I was like, "No," and I closed my laptop and never thought about it again. I'm joking. I took 10 more tests, and then I talked to my wife about it, and she was just like, "Yeah, I could see that. I could see how you could be, you know, different." And I was like, "Well, what does that mean?" And she was just like, you know. And I guess I kind of do. Because some of the questions were just like, "Do you not like people walking behind you?" And I was like, "Does anybody like people walking behind them? Because I don't." And so I took my son back to therapy this past week. And I had like this on my mind and I was really struggling with it because I didn't know how to have that conversation with him because I didn't know how he was going to feel. And so after therapy, he came out and I was going to tell him, but he was looking around the office and he had all of these flags up. And I was just like, "Hey, do you know what that flag is?" And he was like, "Yeah, it's the trans flag." And for the first time, and probably the last time ever, I was fine with being someone's only trans friend. Thank you.